Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Flix Talk, episode number 117, featuring Digital Social. And but just wait for a couple of minutes so that Digital and others can join us, and then we'll take forward this wonderful space. This is RJ, partnerships head at OnFlix Network. And we'll just wait for a few more people to join us. Warm welcome to Super, Pavan, Royal. And let's wait for a couple of minutes and then we'll get started with today's space. Thank you so much. We see Dizzle as well in the space. Welcome, Dizzle, to today's space. Give us a couple of minutes and we'll get started with today's space. Thank you. All right, let's get started with today's space. Once again, a warm welcome to one and all to Flix Talk number 117, featuring Dizzle Social as our special guest for the space. We will get Dizzle on the stage in a while from now, but before that, we'll take some time to just do a recap about what's happening in the OmniFlix hub ecosystem and what's happening with the Flix Fanatics, and you know, a few more news from our ends, and then we'll you know, get on to call Dizzle on the stage and continue our discussion from there. Okay, let's get started with OmniFlix Network updates. As you might have known, if you follow us on our Twitter, you might have seen on our timeline that we were partners. We were powering an event, a Web3 event in Dubai called as Web3 Dubai. And today was the second day and last day of the event. The event concluded successfully in a few minutes from now. And it was an event where OmniFlix Network handled the entire streaming of the event and also the media production and programming of the event. So OmniFlix Network also has this ticketing infrastructure, event infrastructure, which includes three stages of engaging users during the event, which is pre-stage, during the event, and post-stage. For the pre-stage of event, we did all these things for Cosmos for all the 3 years. For the pre-stage of event, we had our ticketing infra where users can buy tickets using either fiat currency or crypto, and they can claim their NFTs for the ticket they have bought, and they can also go ahead and scan their tickets at the event to get, you know, to make the registration process seamless. It just happens through a mobile app. That was the pre-event infra which OmniFlix has, which was not used in Web3 Dubai. But during the event, the infra which we provide for events are, one, the entire media production, the slides you see, not the speaker slides, but you know, the intro slides of the speaker, the outro slides, the sponsor slides, everything. Those gets you know, those are all produced by OmniFlix, which we did for Web3 Dubai as well. And we do the streaming. The USP of our streaming is our streaming can handle streaming to multiple you know, YouTube channels or multiple destinations without any drop, without any delay. That was, and you know, for in all the different languages as well, you know, that was done for Cosmos again and also for Web3 Dubai. And post event, we have an infra where people who have come to the event can utilize their infra using NFTs for post marketing, for you know, gated content, etc. So that was about the event which we just concluded in Dubai. Web3 Dubai was the event, and what's happening in the coming up week, we are getting ready for our gated interactions feature for interactive videos, where creators can now create videos, create interactive videos where they give interaction only to the users who hold NFTs from particular collection or collections. It can be one or multiple collections. You can go ahead and create interactive videos where only those who have certain NFTs from a collection or collections, only they can interact. Everybody else can just watch the video, but only those who have particular NFTs can go ahead and interact with the video. That feature is getting ready for within a week or so. It's already there on the testnet. If you want to try, go ahead, f4.omniflix.studio, that's the testnet. You can go ahead and try. We're also set for our update of Cosmos SDK, and we're also adding in the next update, we're also adding features like increasing the auctions numbers. Currently you can go ahead and when you're doing auctions, you can create whitelist auctions wherein only particular account addresses can go ahead and participate in an auction. Now the number of that is getting increased. We've also added to our interactive videos, we've all added dynamic images. You know, when you were sharing the interactive videos or the videos on the Omniflix TV VOD or interactive videos on Omniflix TV, you would have seen a static image of Omniflix TV, while you were sharing the link of the video. Now you would see the thumbnail of the video, like how you see on YouTube videos. Similarly, you could see the thumbnail of the videos while sharing the link itself. So those were a few updates from our end. Let me just go ahead and invite Super Era on the stage to give us a few updates on behalf of Flix Fanatics. Let us know what's happening with Flix Fanatics, and then we would invite Dizzle as well on the stage to let's talk more to Dizzle and understand where is he coming from, his past experience in Web3, and what is he looking forward to in this run, etc. So Super, a warm welcome to Omniflix Flix Talk number 117. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing good. And welcome everyone to Flix Talk 117. And the Fanatics are doing quite well. We were busy because it was first of the month. And the first year of the month is always busy because there are a lot of campaigns for all our active participants who were part of the activities in the last month. And that's what we were up to mostly. So today, if you would see on Omniflix Marketplace under the campaigns tab, there are certain campaigns which was added today by the Flix Fanatics. One of them was Flix Rewards for the FlixFam batch holders. And that is one campaign which is never announced, but always gets claimed out very quickly. Today, we increased the number of slots from 1,000 to 2,000. Mostly, we do two Flix tokens for 1,000 slots. Today, we did one Flix token for 2,000 slots. And even that was claimed out in less than an hour. And that's something I really feel very proud of, that the community members are active, directly members who even without any announcement are able to keep an eye on the campaigns and participate in those. Then we also had more campaigns for our Zili winners, and the top 25 winners will receive 100 Flix tokens. They've already got an NFT draw, and now they can claim the Flix tokens via the campaign. This Flix will be streamed over a period of 12 hours on StreamPay. So this is something which is a process we follow every month. And this will remain until 9th of May. That's next Thursday. So they have ample time to burn the NFT and claim the Flix tokens. The announcement now for what's coming up is that The last few weeks, we had changed certain activities, and one of them was that there were no quiz on Telegram. But we had announced that this will be restarting in May, and that means there will be a quiz on 5th of May on Telegram at 2 p.m. UTC, and that will have a giveaway of NFTs from the Flix Analytics and some Flix rewards too. But there are still a lot more campaigns which we did, and one of them was for the event which you mentioned earlier, Web3 Dubai. So for both the days that the Web3 Dubai was live, OmniFlix Network on the YouTube channel was live streaming the whole event. And if any of the members were able to capture the screen where there are OmniFlix logo appearing twice, one at the bottom which says powered by OmniFlix with the logo, and also the top showing OmniFlix as part of the sponsors. So there are a lot of entries which we have received, and we will be selecting the winners soon. The announcement will be going out by 5th of May, before 5th of May actually. And there is a pool of 2,000 Flix tokens which will be distributed among the winners there. But in case you guys missed out, there is still some more to look forward to, because every first Friday of the month, we do another campaign, which is Flix Friday. And for everyone who is present right now, here is an alpha, because I always love to share the alphas. And that is that this Flix Friday, what you would need to do is come on OmniFlix TV and tip your favorite creators with the Flix tokens. Minimum Flix tokens to be tipped will be 10 Flix, and there will be rewards for wallets which will be rewarding the maximum Flix tokens, as well as who will be tipping maximum videos. So there will be rewards for both the categories there, and also for the creators who will be publishing a video during that 48 hours, starting tomorrow 2 p.m. UTC till Saturday 2 p.m. UTC. So while the campaign Flix Friday is live, if the creators are planning to publish the videos, this is an opportunity to publish your videos and get rewarded by the Flix Fanatics sub-DAO. More details will be shared tomorrow at 2 p.m. when the campaign will go live. But this is an alpha, so everyone is ready to participate and get more Flix tokens. Now,
go ahead, Super. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Now, I just wanted to say that now, for everyone who is present here, there is also an opportunity to claim a FlixFan badge, which is a proof of participation NFT reward. And this time it's going to be a very simple question, which everyone who is in the space, I'm sure will be now by now are aware, because Chetan has also spoken about it, and even I have now given that a mention. So you have to come on omniflix.tv. There will be a video by Flix Fanatics on Flix Fanatics channel, and it will be about the community updates, about what the team has been up to in the past week. And end of the video, it will ask you which in real life cryptocurrency event is OmniFlix Network live stream on its YouTube channel. And now I suppose everyone knows it is Web3 Dubai. That is what you have to select. Do it before 5 p.m. UTC today. That's 3 hours from the time the space started. We'll be taking a snapshot and rewarding everyone with a FlixFan badge, which will make them eligible for this Flix tokens campaigns and other campaigns, which the sub-DAO does. So these are most of the updates. And I will just hand the stage back to the host now, and also look forward to one of our, I would say he's also has been as much as fanatic as we all are, who is our guest today, Diesel. And no, thank you, Liesl, for supporting us probably even before the Flix token started trading last year. And he has been very consistently, you know, helping us spread the word and sharing tweets and messages about how to use OmniFlix, OmniFlix products. And I would be really looking forward to hear more from you today. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Super. Well, I have invited Diesel to get onto the stage, but before he comes, let me just go ahead and give a quick update about a couple of things. Now, Super just mentioned about Flix Friday. If you are here in the space for the first time and hearing about Flix Friday for the first time, let me tell you what Flix Friday is. Flix Friday is an activity which is done by our community sub-DAO, Flix Fanatics, on every first Friday of every month. So each of this Flix Friday activity revolves around a different theme every month. Now this month, the coming up month, that is the May month, Flix Friday, is revolved is around the tipping on OmniFlix TV. So if you are a creator, make sure that you try to produce as many videos during the campaign time, during the activity time, and put it on OmniFlix TV so that you receive tips from different viewers. And if you are a viewer, go ahead and tip all your favorite videos, all your favorite creators, because here, as you just heard from Super, that they are gonna reward both the creators and the viewers as well. And one last update, quick update about the collections which have launched recently. We have a collection called as Minecraft Places, which is created by 11-year-old. He's a Minecraft fan, and he has created some NFTs inspired by Minecraft. And we had few more collections launching last week and this week. Do check it out. And we had some campaigns as well this week by RIL, Gothic Girls rewards tokens, and Manic holders rewards. And talking about OmniFlix TV, we had Stakesito upload some really cool content this week on OmniFlix TV. We had content from Farnaz. We had content from Yieldmos as well. They are doing their third anniversary video. Recently, there was a discussion between the validator NFTs, how validators should utilize NFTs for their delegators. So Yieldmos has been doing it from almost a year, I guess. Even they dropped to their community members last year as well, their anniversary NFTs, and they're doing their third anniversary video as well. And I think there's a post in the top of the space where you can know more about this activity which they are doing on OmniFlix TV. And if you have seen OmniFlix TV, if you go to OmniFlix TV regularly, you might have seen the new sleek UI of OmniFlix TV, which is also updated. So these are some updates from OmniFlix Hub. Now let's move on to our speaker of the day, Diesl. Hi Diesl, welcome to the space. How are you doing today, sir?
Thank you for the warm welcome, RJ. Appreciate it. And Super Ever for your kind words. I love these updates because the community in OmniFlix is always so active and so rewarding, especially with people like Super Era behind the scenes making all these campaigns and rewarding community at being so engaging and so consistent.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your words. And now let's jump on to, before we get onto the present, would like to know a little bit about the past. So would like to know, how did you start into Web3? What were you doing, or what are you doing? Do you have a job? I mean, like, are you full time into Web3? How did you get to know about Web3, and when did you start the whole journey of Web3?
Yeah, that's definitely some history there from me. No, I'm not full-time Web3 currently. I'm a part-time Web3. You know, this is like a passion where some work opportunities came out of. I was blind to crypto and blockchain until about 2020, late 2019, early 2020. when a group of friends of mine, there was one member of our group who recently discovered Bitcoin. And I mean, he was all over it. And everything he learned, he was just feeding right to us at all our dinners and hangouts and meetups. And after some time, we just couldn't ignore him anymore. And we all kind of looked into Bitcoin ourselves. And once we made this discovery, and we learned a little bit more about how the dollar works and how Bitcoin works and all the ways that blockchain could make many industries more efficient and things like that, among other things, we were in. And that's how I got turned on to Web3 and blockchain and crypto.
Nice. So, I can go ahead and say that Bitcoin was your stepping stone into Web3. Am I right?
Absolutely, 100%.
And what was your stepping stone into Cosmos? How did you get to know about Cosmos?
Yeah, that's a great one, RJ, because I had part of our group of friends. I immigrated to Vietnam in mid-2017. So I had already been living here for a few years and established a close group of friends. And one of the members of that group, he had already been in crypto and Cosmos from like 2017. And he told me about Secret, right? So I had been just accumulating Bitcoin, and then I started accumulating a little bit of ETH, you know, the top two, of course. And then Secret at that time had a Secret Ethereum bridge, and it was incentivized, and there were lots of Secret rewards to be made by locking in a little bit of your ETH over this bridge. And at the time, I had no idea about all this stuff, you know, bridging and different networks and all this stuff. I was like, what is he talking about? But, you know, he had been living in Vietnam already for almost 2 years, just living off of his crypto earnings and stuff like that. And Cosmos was the hub where he was doing most of his DeFi and other crypto plays. So when he told me about this, he walked me through it. You know, I'm starting a new wallet. This was all very scary for me, you know, a newcomer into the game. But he helped me navigate the whole process of starting a Kepler wallet and then getting funds there. And he sent me some, what we called it Secret at the time, some pizza, you know, as gas. And we made it happen. And I did end up, you know, getting rewarded with a very nice chunk of Secret. And then from there was my stepping stone to Cosmos. What do I do with this Secret? What can I participate in? And what else is there connected to this? And that's how it all got started.
Agreed. Secret was a big daddy back in those days. Okay. Moving on. In your experience of the entire Cosmos journey, which chain, according to you, or which project, according to you, the coming up project? It can be present projects or the coming up projects. Is the most project to look forward to, or most settled, or somebody should, can be a good stepping stone for all those who want to get into Cosmos?
Oh yeah, well, I think most of the people in the space can agree. If you're in Cosmos, there's so much being built on Cosmos that has real world utility and use cases, which is one of the things that keeps us in Cosmos and continuing to build with teams like OmniFlix. I mean, let's start with OmniFlix, not just because we're on an OmniFlix space, but because OmniFlix has really been working and building these tools and all this, like that update that you just gave about Web3 Dubai, right? This is not the first time that we see these things, or we saw it already in Cosmoverse, but the whole entire media production and how seamless that is. I mean, the coverage and the streaming on multiple channels, that's a big thing. And that's on Cosmos, that you guys are building on Cosmos that has real life utility. The ticketing for the pre-event or the pre-stage process, that's a huge thing, you know, that we can use blockchain for that efficiency. And OmniFlix is building that on Cosmos and bringing it to the real world. So I would say Cosmos, OmniFlix is definitely one of those Cosmos projects that people can easily transition into Cosmos from. Artists as well on the NFT marketplace. So as a matter of fact, RJ, I'm pretty sure most of the OmniFlix team knows Robin or the Fifth Force from Notional, previously of Notional.
Yeah,
and he's here in Saigon now, in Ho Chi Minh City. And this is where we met already a while ago and built our friendship. And I had a chance to meet with him yesterday. And we talked at length about OmniFlix, OmniFlix TV, the OmniFlix NFT marketplace, lots of positive feedback and constructive feedback as well. And he was just giving me a little insight into some of his potential future plans. So I look forward to all of that stuff.
Yeah, he is an amazing creator. I didn't knew that he was a teacher. The way he explained his videos and the way he explains his content, then I understood. Okay, he must be a teacher. You know, when I had a chat with him, he just told me that he had a background of teaching and all. I was like, wow, good. So yeah, so good to know about him as well. And yeah, good to know that you guys had a good discussion about OmniFlix TV, and there is some constructive feedback for us to take. Do let us know what is that feedback. If you want to share here or if you want to share on a DM, we are very happy to work on the feedback and take it forward. Moving on to my next question, Dizzle, which project, according to you, let's not talk about OmniFlix here now, but yeah, which project, according to you, in the entire Cosmos ecosystem is the most underrated project? a project which has a lot of potential, but, maybe not the right marketing efforts, or maybe not the right, I don't know what it is, but which project, according to you, is the most underrated project and has a lot of potential to look forward to?
Yeah, I'm going to preface my response with NFA for everyone listening. All right, not financial advice. But the project that brought me into Cosmos, I feel Secret is definitely still very underrated and can and is covering a really important niche, with the decentralized confidential computing, I think that's kind of like a new marketing, maybe remarketed from stuff they tried in the past. But that, like, as a service and as something that should be a part of many things, like even talking about ticketing, being able to have some privacy in ticketing where only the ticket holder can see their ticket, for instance, or something like that, is a big deal. And they're still building and delivering on that. They've got services that can be used on EVM, not just in Cosmos. So I think they're definitely overlooked a lot. And I'm glad that there's still projects building on Secret, in particular, like Shade Protocol, that's making Secret more relevant, because Shade is incredible. The team behind it, the functions, the way it works, the whole concept behind it, the ideals is incredible. And it's bringing a lot of attention to Secret and kind of showing that the network has grown a lot in the past years and some of the issues that might have happened there, whether it had been leadership or difficulties like using viewing keys and things like that. They're starting to get way better, way more usable, way more accessible to folks that haven't been in Cosmos or Web3 for that long. So that would be my most underrated project still in Cosmos that's been building for a long time, a real life utility that I think should be used across many businesses and basic functions that we perform with our money, with our data and things like that. So yeah, Secret. Arjun, do you have some experience using Secret as well?
Yes, I did use Secret, but I did not venture into Secret a lot because my day goes on. My day and nights are always with Omniflix, you see. But yeah, adding another question to this conversation is, you know, I'm sure, you know, in your experience, you might have come across a lot of chains which are trying to solve some or other problem, some or other real life problem. But do you see a gap in the Cosmos ecosystem where, you know, nobody is talking about solving this kind of problem? Nobody is doing something on this kind of a thing. Like, we have Secret for, you know, the Secret transactions and stuff like that. We have Omniflix as our interchain media hub. We have Stargaze for NFTs. We have Osmosis for DeFi. But now, do you think there is a space, there's a gap in the entire Cosmos in the ecosystem where nobody is talking about it? You know, we have chains for RWS as well. We have, you know, chains like Akash for AI. But do you think there is something which is missing in the ecosystem and it should be taken care of?
Wow. I mean, these are like some big brain consultancy $1 million questions you're asking me here. there's already so much going on and so much to follow. It's hard to keep up as it is, you know, to get ahead and think about something that we're not doing in Cosmos. You know, something I would have to think about and get back to you, RJ. I'll come back on the space next Wednesday and answer that.
Yeah, I'll be there on the space as well. No problem. No. I also see, and I've also actually seen a lot of your memes in the past. I don't see a lot of memes come in, but I want you to talk about the award-winning meme artist. How? From where did that come from? Yeah.
Very funny, RJ. I got into NFTs through Secret Network. Because Secret is also how I got into NFTs in the first place. And there was a time, RJ, you wouldn't believe it now, because I've got NFTs on 15 different chains now, and I'm like an NFT dealer, you know, almost like a part-time job. But there was a time when I didn't understand NFTs and I thought it was the most, you know, crazy thing that people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, some of the stories that I would hear on like, for example, the ETH rocks. I remember having an argument with one of my friends at dinner because he came to us with the news about someone bought an ETH rock for like $115,000, right? And when I saw it, I was like, someone paid $115,000 for this? Are you serious?
Yeah. I know all the stories. Yeah.
but soon after that, you know, Secret launched Anons, was the first NFT, the OG NFT project on Secret. And soon after that, that was like December of 2020, I believe. That same year I got into crypto, they launched Secret Punks. And that was my first NFT ever. And in fact, my first mint happened to be kind of a rare mint, you know, and that instantly sparked my interest for NFTs going forward. And then I've never looked back. You know, once you mint that rare one, you're always chasing that rare mint again.
I know. I mean, in fact, you know what? My entry into the Web3 space was also, you know, around the same time, I think around 2019, 2020. And I was also like, you know, who buys these kind of, you know, images, pictures for like so much of money? But later, the entire thing changed, the entire perspective changed. And it's not just about images, it's about owning, you know, having a ownership. And there are a lot of, you know, other things, you know, goes on with an NFT and all those things, which I understood in the entire process. But
And really quick, RJ, on that, something that you spoke about in the beginning of the space, again, in the update, something that Omniflix is using NFTs for in a different way, the coming feature about the gated interaction for the videos. You know, you've got to hold the NFT in order to interact on that video where your address, you know, could be collected and then used to be rewarded with or something like that. So these tools that Omniflix is using, kind of combining the NFTs on Omniflix NFTs and then also on Omniflix TV, is an amazing use case as well for communities that are building and then looking to reward their supporters.
Exactly. So, this is what I have come across a lot of times when I talk to a lot of people. There are so many things which I'm not talking about, as a person who's working with Omniflix, but, there's so many things which we do, and people sometimes they tend to get confused about what Omniflix is. Are you a marketplace? Are you a TV? So yesterday we had a space with Crypto Danny, and then there I got a little opportunity to explain what we actually are. We are an Interchain Media Hub, where we are creating the apps, applications, features for our DApps, where creators like you or anyone, stakeholders of the Web3 ecosystem can engage their community members, or if you're a creator, can use these DApps to, for your media purposes. Why do you use media for? For what do you use media? You use media for marketing, you use media for showcasing, you use media for engaging. So all Omniflix is creating those DApps where the creators, communities, the ecosystem can use. And, again, when we talk about media here, can be a video, can be an image, can be a document, and all those things can be NFTs. So powered by NFTs. So we are a Interchain Media Hub to mint, manage, and monetize your assets powered by NFTs. That's what our definition is. Well, keeping Omniflix aside, if not Web3, what would Dizzle be doing right now?
Well, Web3 part-time. So my full-time, my career that I've been in, actually very similar to Robin, I'm also in the international education field. That's what brought me out here to Vietnam as an immigrant, and also to establish a much more long-term plan, because the opportunities here in Vietnam are tremendous. It's an emerging economy growing so quickly. And I'm from Spain originally, and my family immigrated to the U.S. when I was a child. So something that I'd like to do going forward, part of my plan here in Vietnam, is to use those language and cultural skills. Web3 is perfect environment for that as well. And crypto is hugely adopted in Vietnam. So to use all those skills and help people, not only in Vietnam, but I'm based here. And I'd like to use those language cultural skills with connections that I make in Vietnam to help them expand their businesses outside of Vietnam, or help people from outside Vietnam to branch into the Vietnamese market, especially with a Web3 kind of background or business.
Mm-hmm. I also heard that it's a wonderful, beautiful place. I was planning to travel to Vietnam this month or next month. I don't know if I'd be able to do that, but I heard it's a beautiful place. Is it?
Oh, it's a wonderful place. I live in southern Vietnam in Ho Chi Minh City, and it's tropical all year round here. We have a rainy season, of course, the monsoons, but the way it works over here is a few hours a day and then it's gone, and it's a hot day again, all sunny and beautiful. And right now we've just had 2 months of every day 30 to 40 degrees Celsius daily. It's beautiful. I love the tropical weather.
That's nice. That's nice. If anyone has any questions to ask Sudhisil, they can come onto the stage right now, or just ask to be a speaker. We would like to get you on the stage. And if you want to shoot any question, you can go ahead right now. But Dizil, let me ask you this: what is how do you got to know about Omniflix, and how did the introduction to Omniflix happen? And what is that one thing you look forward or in the Omniflix Hub D apps, or what is that one thing you like, and what is that one thing which can be better?
awesome. So the way I connected with Omniflix was through Tangled NFTs. This is the Cosmos themed card game on Omniflix created by Tangled NFTs. And from Secret, I branched off into Terra NFTs, and then from Terra kind of went into Stargaze NFTs, and then many others. Stargaze, though, being like the principal place where I landed, where I do most of my NFT dealings and participation. And through some of these projects, I met Tangled, and then I learned that Tangled also has his own project, and I got to know his project, and I purchased a deck and started participating, and Tangled's community was amazing. I noticed a lot of creators and big supporters in many of the Stargaze NFTs that I'm in, a part of Tangled NFTs and participating in the tournaments, and trading decks and being very active. And it was one of the most active groups, and I was like, wow. I want to learn more about this and be more a part of it. So I joined Tangle server and joined all the tournaments, even though I'm not a very good player at the Cosmos themed card game. I don't have enough practice yet, but there's a couple of champs that are always willing to play some practice games. But that's where I got introduced into Omniflix. And then from there, I've always remained on Omniflix, supported projects on Omniflix. And after a while, Super Era kind of recognized my participation in Tangled and other NFT projects, and him and I have had some communication, and I always like having that communication open with Super. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the space, tremendous community builder behind the scenes, making it happen. Consistently. I mean, I can't stress that enough. He's so consistent. It's very inspirational, actually. And now I think the project that I probably have the most of on Omniflix, now I don't even have to guess, I'm sure of it, is Fight Farm Bets. Ever since they came on the scene, and I actually got into Fight Farm Bets, also through Tangled. He collaborated with Tangled to make the championship edition of the last tournament we had for Tangled NFTs. And those were so cool. So after I discovered Chris, doing those special editions for Tangled NFTs and the card game, I started supporting his project and what he was building. And I know he's a seasoned crypto vet. And I like his concept. I like his project. And I started participating in that project now, too. And that's what I hold the most of. But Pega is amazing. Sandy, I mean, we can't say enough good things about Sandy. She's incredible. I'm so happy that Chris and Sandy kind of formed the partnership, helping to bring artists onto Omniflix and continue growing the NFT marketplace. And those, because I participate and support those projects the most and those creators and community builders, that's where I tend to lean. When they introduce new artists, then I also look at that new artist's work and support those new artists coming into the ecosystem as well.
Great. Adding myself, another question which you, I think, might have missed. And yes, talking about Chris, he's the most consistent creator on Omniflix, I must say. The kind of partnerships he does with different creators encourages them to do different kind of arts. Thank you, Chris, for being such a wonderful creator, and we are, I think, you know, we should say very happy to have you as one of our creator. So, Dizzle, as I just asked you, what is that one app, the app, or the feature of Omniflix Network which you really like the most, and what is that one? What is the other feature which can be, you know, improved?
So I really enjoy Omniflix TV. I don't consume a lot of kind of video content like that. And there are a few channels on Omniflix TV where I really love the educational approach. Like for example, The Secret Channel, or Chris, who's in the audience from Corium, has a great channel, consistently makes awesome videos as well that I consume. And I love the way that we can interact, like that coming feature that you mentioned earlier. I'm going to mention it again because I love that feature of the token gated interactions, video interactions with the NFTs. So that's what I'm most excited about and what I've been consuming the most lately on Omniflix. One thing that like came up in the conversation between Robin and I when we were talking about Omniflix and the different apps and things is, and this is such, it's a little thing, but I'll say it here and then I'll share in DMs also on Discord. When I go to Omniflix, right, and I click on, and I want to go to my NFTs. So I click on my NFTs and the page defaults to listed, right? So there are three options: listed, not listed, and non-transferable. And the page defaults to listed. Now, I'm not trading too many NFTs on Omniflix. You know, I don't have any listed, to be honest. So I think it would be beneficial if when I go to my NFTs, and instead of defaulting to listed, which shows nothing, to default to not listed, where my whole collection pops up right away. So I can see a gallery of my collection first thing when I click on my NFTs. Then from there, I can navigate to my listed NFTs to check on those, to check on my non-transferables. But my gallery, the ones I own that are not listed, I feel like those should pop up right away when I go to my NFTs.
Very, very, thank you for that feedback, Dizzle. Very well noted, and thank you for that observation. Basically, right now, it is, you know, designed in a way that first the listed NFTs show, and then if there are no NFTs in the listed section, then the non-transferable NFTs show, and if there are no non-transferable NFTs, then the not listed NFTs show. But yes, I totally understand where you're coming from. Showing my NFTs makes a lot of sense, but as a default, but surely immediately after this call, we'll put this up into our internal discussion, and we'll take this forward. Thank you so much for that feedback.
Of course. Noted.
Well, I think I have one more question, but before that, we have Edu Alme and Pawan Kumar joining us on the stage. Edu Alme, would you like to ask any question to Dizzle?
Hey, hi. Am I audible?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. First of all, my question is very small. I'll give a follow-up question. I just wanted to give off a good feedback what Omniflix is building. Omniflix TV especially is building is amazing. So I don't know whom I'm talking to, but I've recently met these two guys from Omniflix. I suppose Daya and Sistla. And when we were talking, I'm also from education. I don't know, today's spaces is all about educators around. And we were just discussing what beautiful solution Omniflix is creating, has already created. That is Omniflix TV, which will eventually solve such a big problem, as in for the adoption of bringing educators and students together on chain and with the help of NFT, that solves a lot of problems. So basically, I just had this small question around Omniflix, like how to go to it? Is that live? Is it on testnet? And what is it all about? Just that's my question. And you're just doing amazing job. And that's all about me and about the question. And thank you for calling me up.
Thank you so much, Edu Alme. Yes, we are live. In fact, we have recently updated the entire UI of Omniflix TV. This is, I can say, the third UI. We were in alpha stage, and then we launched the TV, and now we have just updated the UI. Yes, it is live, and we also are there on testnet. Basically, what we do is the new creators, we ask them to go ahead and check out what Omniflix can do on testnet, so that it becomes a testing ground for them and then go on mainnet. So what I would do is immediately after this call, we'll get in touch and I'll share you some docs and share you some information on how you can upload your assets, upload your content, convert them into NFTs and add interactions to make it an interactive video and publish them on Omniflix TV. We'll get back to you. Thank you so much for coming up and speaking to us. Pavan, do you have anything to ask?
Yeah, hi RJ. Yes, I do have one question, and that is for the Omniflix team. Like, I think like I have been following you guys for more than 2 years, like when you guys are named as Flixnet. So, and also like I was following you from the Telegram, like when you guys are around 30%. So I have seen your journey, and it's a quite amazing journey, and you are always like ahead of the curve in coming to the Cosmos events, and you are very aggressive and proactive in the ecosystem as well. So firstly, congratulations on that one. So also my question is like, so now that you have already completed an anniversary after the launch of Mainnet, right? So, I mean, but also you just asked a question like, what are the burning area in the Cosmos ecosystem, like where we need a push? So what I sense in my 7 years of experience in the Web3, so because now you see, right, all the Cosmos assets are only available on the Osmosis DEX. And a few in the case of major ones are available in the centralized exchange, but most of the crowd is available only on the centralized exchange, and those are comfortable only in the centralized exchange for trading perspective. So when we can see Omniflix in any centralized exchange, because now that you have already completed 1 year, and also you're giving staking rewards of utmost 100% from more than close to a year. So I mean, you guys are having a lot of positive things, but in good tech. But somewhere, like, I feel like you guys are not exposed to centralized exchange, and that is where it is denying, or it is where struggling to grab more attention. I mean, it is at least my thoughts. Yeah.
Correct. Thank you so much, Pavan, for bringing up this question. Let me answer this question, in a short manner. See, yes, what you said is absolutely right, and our team we are not very. I'm like basically as a culture here at Omniflix, we don't talk about the price actions. We don't talk about we just, even if you have seen the entire DApps which we have launched.
Only the prices also, because like the benefit of going to a SEX is like, so we can avoid impermanent losses or the slippage losses.
Correct.
And yeah, we can also avoid the tech behind it. But I know like
correct.
Is doing some work to avoid this, including
exactly. But yeah, so there like, are There are some work which is happening. There was a recent proposal by Mexi to list tokens, but the proposal got rejected because of various reasons. One of the reasons was the various reasons. So we are reworking on the proposals, and we are working closely with the teams, and we are talking there. We have been discussing, and everything will happen at the right time. That's what I could say. But yes. There's
because
been
like, because we are having everything in our hands. So we have tech, we have utility, and we have real-time working products. Having all these things, and we cannot avoid to be listing in a bull market, because the bull market will span only for 1 or 1.5 years, and then it will followed by 3 years bear market. So now that it is only first bull market, first kind of bull run for Flix or any, for that matter, like most of the coins on the Cosmos ecosystem, right? So that is what is lagging on the Cosmos side. So, yep.
We 100% have something. Rest assured, work is happening in that direction, and we are working on it, Pavan. Thank you so much for bringing up this question. Dizzle, I had one last question for you. Now, since you spoke about your educational background, Do you intend to do any educational videos on Omniflix Network or on the ecosystem and upload it on TV? This might sound a little, you know, that I'm trying to sell you something here, but yeah, part of my job.
Absolutely. I think we're on the same wavelength with that thought. And it's something that I have been considering and thinking about for a while. And it's just a matter of execution at this point.
Great. Thank you so much, Dizel. Talking about the education here, since it looked like today's space looks like a complete educational space. But yes, talking about the educational aspects and talking about Omniflix TV, if you haven't checked out Akash EDU yet, which is another platform, which is another EDU portal, which was created by Omniflix for Akash. Go ahead and check it out, akashedu.omniflix.tv. That's where you can go ahead and check out what you have to do. There's a simple registration video. Watch that video. The video would ask, it's an interactive video. It would ask you some questions, simple questions. Once you answer those questions, you would get a NFT minted instantly, and that NFT, which is minted instantly, acts as a token gated as an NFT, which will give you access to different courses. So if you go to the courses tab, you'll have different courses. Each course will have a course followed by a quiz, so you have to watch the course. Some courses are an hour long, some courses are like 30 minutes. Watch the different courses, and after you watch the courses, there would be a quiz. Participate in the quiz. Answer, if you score above 90%, you'd be able to claim your course completion NFT instantly. So this is what is Akash EDU all about. If you haven't checked, there are some 4 courses which are live right now, and very soon new courses are going to come on Akash EDU as well. So that's about today's space and what I wanted to cover in today's space. Dizel, any closing thoughts before we go ahead and end this space?
A big thank you for the Omniflix fam bringing me on today as a guest. This was a pleasure talking with you guys a little bit. I think this is the first interaction that you and I had, RJ, so it was really cool being on here with you. Keep grinding, keep doing what you guys are doing. The phenomenal team, one of my favorite teams in crypto in general, not just Cosmos, but just the greater crypto space. And thanks again. We'll see each other around the community.
Thank you so much, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you and knowing more about you, what you do, and your background. It was lovely talking to you. Thank you for taking our time and attending today's space. That was Dizel, ladies and gentlemen. Let me call our very own Flix Fanatic Super Era once again on the stage for his closing thoughts, and let us know, you know, the secret word, if we have any.
Thank you. Sure. Diesel, thank you. Coming up on stage and sharing your journey. And I appreciate all the help you have provided to Omniflix and the NFT community at large. Now, about the closing thoughts, I would just want to invite once again everyone present here for our Flix Friday campaign starting tomorrow. If you are a creator, it will be an opportunity for you to publish an interactive video between 2 p.m. UTC tomorrow till 2 p.m. UTC on Saturday. And if you are a viewer, then make sure to tip your favorite creators. The minimum tip you would need to tip a video will be 10 Flix, and there will be rewards for wallets which will be rewarding maximum Flix, as well as those who will be rewarding maximum videos. And not just the top, there will be top 3 in each category. Apart from that, keep sharing your thoughts, feedback, suggestions. We are available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on our Discord, Telegram, and Twitter. That being said, once again, I'll share the secret phrase. So you have to come to omniflix.tv on Flix Fanatics channel, you will see an interactive video, which will be community updates about what the team has been up to in the last week. And end of the video, we'll ask you about which in real life cryptocurrency event that Dominiflix recently live streamed on its YouTube channel. And the answer to that is Web3 Dubai. With that, I will hand over the mic back to the hosts, but we are always available. The Fanatics are always available on the socials for our Flix fan. Thank you.
Thank you, Super. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for taking our time to attend today's space. This is RJ. I'm Partnerships Head at Omflix Network. And thank you all once again for joining today's space. Wherever you are, be safe and have a happy week ahead. With this, we're closing this space in 3, 2, 1. Sleep tight and don't let the mosquitoes bite. Bye-bye. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the code and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Channel Spaces.